Especially if you love the snow, want to go do some snowshoeing or snowmobiling or skiing. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Make sure you bundle up, though, because if you head on out into the weather that we're supposed to have this weekend, well, if you get a cold and then it turns into something else, just saying. Don't let yourself get sick with other things, because then that also continues to put a drain on our already limited supplies, because we rely on China so much, where this all originated. Who will now put restrictions and heavy tariffs on things coming into this country because Trump is holding them accountable? Just saying. Okay, answer today's poll question. We have had some great responses. As I told you earlier in the show, Bishop Minogue now shutting down school until March 30th. So that's where our poll question came from. Should Nevada schools just close due to fears of the coronavirus, as other schools in the country have done? Yes, no. Love this answer. Either it is very serious and everything should be canceled, or it is not that serious, and this is insanity. The students won't be hurt educationally from the closure, for sure, as Nevada cannot get much lower in the educational ranking. I love that answer. Close them, why not? They're a failed system anyway, for many reasons. Yes, this threat is serious. Those are the answers that have been put out so far. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. If you missed the beginning of the show, check out the podcast. Just a few of my thoughts there in the beginning. And we also had an interview earlier in the show with Jessica Rapp, who is the PIO for the Carson City Health and Human Services. 884-9910, if you have some concerns, if you'd like to talk about them, if you'd like to discuss them. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. What are your thoughts today?
Your show is so inspiring, and thank you for your work. I reached out to my friends and neighbors up in the Verde area to suggest that they get on the Washoe County School Board. This is a perfect opportunity to do some spring cleaning in the local public libraries and make sure that you have Jeanine Pirro's books in there, make sure you've got Trump Jr. And I reached out to Pilgrim Radio in Carson for possibly a public service announcement about the Washoe County School Board. And thank you for your work again. So inspiring, so on point. God bless you, Monica.
Thank you. God bless you too, Kelly. Yes, just as a reminder, today's the last day. I reached out to four different people who live up in Somerset last night. I hated the answers I was getting. I'm too busy. It's, you know, I'd never get elected, blah, blah, blah. That seat for Washoe County School District is held by a hardcore liberal, Dr. Angie Taylor, and has been on the board for a long, long, long time. And it's time to get somebody new in there. If you live in the Verde area, not the North Valleys, but if you live in the Northwest, Somerset, basically all that area from UNR west down to the river. We need to get somebody filed today before 5 o'clock, before it closes, to make a difference in our school district. I mean, when you have people saying, close them, why not? They're a failed system anyway, for many reasons. They're better off at home. Don't forget, take the coronavirus seriously, but there are other things going on. How would you like the announcement that 600 arrests were made yesterday as the result of a project called Python? It was a massive federal operation targeting one of the major and most notorious drug cartels in Mexico by the Trump administration. He released law enforcement on these thugs, on these criminals, on these murderers. The acting DEA administrator, Mr. Dillon, said it was the largest strike against the cartel. And it's just the beginning. But do you hear about that? No, you don't. But in a second, you'll hear constantly in the media, Shiftless, Shifty Shiftless, criticizing Trump. All over the coronavirus. All over a situation that Obama and Democrats have put us in the last decade, and even before that, the Clintons. And even the Bushes. By not reining in China. I tell you, this is all going to come out. The Middle East, Russia, and China, all working together to take down our economy. And it's happening. People are saying, oh, but look at Italy, look at Italy. Yeah, you know what was happening? Trump, your president, who cares about you, everybody, not just the people that vote for him, he instituted a travel ban, shut down air traffic between China and this country. So what did people do? They flew to other countries, spread the virus, and still were able to come over. If you can't see the attacks against the president and how China is also involved in this, because if they weren't communist China, red China, whatever you would like to call them, wouldn't have kept all of this quiet for 2 to 3 weeks. And let it get out of hand. Let people travel. Because people carry it before they have the symptoms. So there you go. 884-9910. Try to also focus on the amazing things that are happening. I'll try to bring as many of them to you as I can, since the media is not bringing them to you. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Monty this morning. Hi, Monty.
Good morning, Monica. How are you?
I am trying not to get too revved up.
You know what? There's a lot of amazing things going on today. There was a lot of amazing things that happened last night. We had a young lady that went over to the Confederation Clubs for the bikers, the COC, and did an amazing job getting signatures, and things went really smooth. I tell you, it's great.
We're still living our lives, Monty. Whether they want to believe it or not, we still got a recall process going on for Governor Sisolak. If you want to go sign that petition, log on to fightfornevada.com, because when an event is canceled, they'll tell you. When an office is open, a business, they'll tell you where you can go sign it. We're going to continue to live our lives, aren't we, Monty?
Yes, we are. That's it. I'm not going to shelter in place. No way. I got other things to do.
You know, it's curious, Monty, and I want your thoughts on this, because, you know, we're worried about closing the schools, which I'm okay with. But where's the talk about shutting the casinos down? Talk about things not being wiped down and people of older persuasions being, you know, confined in a space.
Exactly. There's other things. I mean, you know, grocery stores, I mean, different markets, I mean, flea markets, garage sales. I mean, really? But the thing that bothers me is today's problem with the schools have been so lacking for so long, the problems have, that they're just basically babysitters. People drop their kids off so they can go out and do whatever they're going to do. With half of them, I mean, sometimes they don't go to work. They go to Tahoe or go do something else. They're just looking for a place for the kids to stay for a day.
Yeah, and if you don't want to go into the libraries, hey, everybody's got home delivery. Find some great books out there that, you know, like the dumbing, one of them's called Dumbing Down. It's literally the dumbing down of society by our educational system. Exactly. I mean, that set the kids, you know, unplug the TV, unplug the internet, and make them start reading. And maybe that'll give us a step up on the left and get kids back to understanding that they're losing their rights.
Well, my humble opinion, you're right. But, you know, trying to talk to some of these parents, no way. Well, nothing to do with it. They just assume, go on their little way or whatever they're doing and call it good.
I know. Monty, thank you so much for the call today. And thank you for what you're doing as well for the Recall Sisolak campaign. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Jason this morning. Oh, we lost Jason. Sorry about that, Jason. So word is coming out that, and I hope this is correct, you know, trust before you verify, or verify before you trust. But somebody just called in and said that all of the Washoe County schools are now closed for 2 weeks. Okay, well, the poll question is still applicable because this is all of Northern Nevada. Should Northern Nevada, so Douglas, Churchill, let me know. Are you going to shut down your schools? You know, the reason that Washoe County is closed for 2 weeks is because it's spring break. So here's another thing about spring break. Just got an email. Good morning, Monica. What are your thoughts on that Northern Nevada kids are heading into spring break? Many businesses and vacation destinations are closed, but that still doesn't keep people away from people too slow to spread. I'm not too worried, but definitely on my mind. Well, first off, spring break for the kids is great. Get them a book. Where are you going to send them? Kids aren't getting the... So far, the youngest I've heard, but again, this is just, you know, what I've been watching. The youngest I've heard is 20 of somebody who caught this, but they had underlying health conditions. And that wasn't in this country. It's attacking the older generation. But still, are you going to send them in with all the other kids and create a new spread? For older kids who head out, for the college kids, things like that, I can't stand spring break because it's just a reason to go out and drink. You know, you hear of all the spring breaks in Mexico and Florida and blah, blah, blah. And a lot of those are shutting down as well, canceling. But it's just an excuse to get drunk. So think about the positive things. As long as you're protecting yourself and washing your hands and hopefully not spreading anything, think about what else is going on. And think about how the left is just turning this into a campaign run for Biden. We'll get back to your calls at 884-9910 right after this very quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's a beautiful Friday out there today, but not so much this weekend. Well, it'll be beautiful for some people because those who like the cold and the snow and all that, the weather, then it's going to be perfect for you. Let's check in with Bill at 884-9910. Bill, what do you think about the media and what's going on right now?
That's a good question. Thank you, Monica, for taking my call. We're told the First Amendment, everybody has that right, that you're not allowed to yell fire in a crowded theater. Mm-hmm. I would like to hear the president, when he gives his address in a few minutes, half hour, tell Major League Baseball, the NBA, and all these other groups, why are you canceling seasons? Everything's going to be fine. And then go back to the H1N1 10 years ago when Barack Obama was president and how that was more lethal, and I believe that was also transmitted through the air as well. Mm-hmm. And what do we have, 18 million Americans died and 60 million infected and 300,000 seeking hospital care or something like that?
Well, the numbers are a little off there, Bill, but you know what? Obama didn't declare a national emergency until over 1,000 people had died. And Trump is doing this when we've lost, what, 48? And yet he's being criticized.
Yeah, lambasted, and all this stuff is like dominoes falling on top of each other to cancel their seasons or to act like they're prepared when, who knows, maybe next month this will all be history, but it'll be, they've already said it's Trump's Katrina, so they plan on saddling him with this.
I think the public has to realize this because they're losing out on entertainment, you know, watching the games, whether it be baseball or basketball. But the big leagues, I don't care if they lose money. They've got money. They've got our money to lose, so that's fine. But the casinos and the gambling, you know, that's going to hit us.
Yeah, and how many marriages are going to be put in jeopardy now that we don't have March Madness? I mean, come on.
What, I have to talk to him now? Oh, geez.
All right, thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. We got AJ on the line now at 884-9910. Almost made me forget the phone number there, Bill. AJ, good morning. What are you thinking?
Hey, I'm going on vacation.
You're going on vacation? Where are you going?
Again, huh? Well, I just got back from Florida. Went from Reno to Vegas to Florida, went up to New York, came back from New York to Denver to Vegas or to Los Angeles and back to Reno. And you know what? I'm going on vacation. There's some really good deals out there.
Yeah, you know, really there. But you nervous? Were you nervous being in the airports?
No. No, let me tell you a story. I was going to call and tell you this story anyways. So sitting in a restaurant in Reno last night, And all of a sudden, I'm there with my girlfriend, who's a doctor. She's an emergency room physician. And we're sitting there, and we're talking about this whole mass hysteria thing. And this guy falls out in front of the Virginia Street. And she immediately goes into doctor mode and runs out there. And she's like, call 911. I'm like, okay, got 911 on the phone. They were there within a few minutes. But she's no gloves, no mask. She's taking care of business, and then all the first responders show up, and man, they're taking care of this guy because he's obviously had too much to drink out of the casinos that are booming, and they're trying to get this guy calmed down, and they're wearing gloves, no masks, nothing. And you know what? She came back in, and I said to her, aren't you afraid of all this that's going on? She said, you know what? No children have died from this. Mm-hmm. She said, there's a horrible strain of flu going around. You had it. I had it for 10 days. And ear infection, I had an upper respiratory infection. I had a sinus infection and a UTI. And went in there, and I stayed outside because I was worried about this. She said, these people are sick already. They have compromised immune systems. Anything's mm-hmm. going to hit them. This horrible strain of flu is going to kill them. Anything's going to hit them because they're going to get pneumonia and die. She said, that's just the nature of the beast. And I said, wow, are you worried about the coronavirus? And she said, well, no, but she said, everybody's making such a big deal of it. We have to, by law, take precautions.
Yeah.
The hospitals, the schools, they have to. And, you know, my granddaughter was traveling to Disneyland before it got shut down. I wasn't worried about it. And I'm thinking, you know, and at Costco, I don't know if you've seen that. I think I sent that to you. But there's a heyday. It's people are just panicking needlessly. Now, granted, people need to be concerned. They need to wash their hands like they normally would do. They need to sneeze into their shirts instead of their hands. They need to not touch the face. But this is not, this is ludicrous. It's ludicrous.
Honestly, AJ, I think we are going to come out of this. Next year, we're going to look back on this with President Trump still in office and say to ourselves, you know what? This just proved to the country how reliant we are on China, and we should not be. And I hope it kicks in manufacturing and lots of money making here in the U.S. because we've got it covered. AJ, I got to let you go. I got to take a Fox News break, but thank you so much for calling in with that information. And don't let fear take over your life. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. There's going to be a lot of babies born 9 months from now, let me tell you that. 10 months from now. All these events being canceled, you got to stay home. You know, I'm trying to look at the positives. I'm trying to look at how the family unit can now come back together. Because, you know, this part of the family isn't going and doing this, and that part of the family is going and doing that. We can actually spend some time with each other now. Because that's one of the first rules of communism and socialism, is to tear apart the family unit, to tear apart faith. And I see us coming back together. This is an email I got from Mark. The COVID-19 reminds me of Hitler. During World War II, Hitler used bomber planes to attempt to kill resistant armies fighting guerrilla warfare against his military. The bombs dropping down are kind of like COVID-19. How did the resistance respond to these bombing campaigns? They disperse. As Hitler planes were seen and heard, the guerrilla fighters would run in different directions, causing the bombs to cause minimal casualties. We need to deploy similar guerrilla tactics against COVID-19. We need to disperse as much as possible. Close the schools, cancel concerts, sporting events, and all non-essential gathering of people. When you must be in public, protect yourself and others. Give each other space. That's a great idea. And learn from all of this. learn that we don't wipe down things as much as we should. We don't clean shared surfaces, whether it be the eye machine at the DMV or counters at your local department store. Women putting their purses on the counter, bacteria, all kinds of stuff. And look it up for yourself if you have to, but keep in perspective. People die every day. The number one killer, as far as disease goes, is still tuberculosis. You can go down the line. Tuberculosis, meningitis. There's so many other things. They're going to take us out before COVID-19. We need to step up and prove to the world that they are not going to take us down, and that we need to think of each other. Here's another email I got. Monica, I'm an at-risk individual, and I live by myself with my medium-sized dog. I have one family member who also has several dogs and a couple of cats, and they are at higher risk. I've been trying very hard to prepare to not get the coronavirus, and also trying to prepare for if I did get it. The part I need help with, and maybe you have resources that can help solve this problem for myself and others. So what if I have to go to the hospital for an extended period of time? As I mentioned, my dog would have nobody to take care of her. I've bought plenty of food for her, and I could probably set something up where she could get enough water in an outside bowl, and I can set up a doggy door. But if I'm in the hospital, there really isn't anywhere for her to go if one of my family members is also sick. Neighbors would not be able to take care of her. Maybe one. Only have a couple of friends that could be trusted. I am terrified for her, and I don't know how to solve the problem. Do you have any thoughts? Thank you. Mr. K. Well, I'll tell you, I sent Mr. K, who wants to remain anonymous, my personal phone number and my personal email, and told him I will take his baby. Because we have to remember that this could happen for anything. I told him that I would take his baby. But do we have something set up in place? Are the shelters ready to take pets and just take care of them? Is one of the daycares? We've got a lot of big daycares here. Let's get the resources together and get the information to where it needs to be. And that is the different hospitals, the different health departments, the news. And get those facilities already in place. We have plans in place if there was a wildfire to go around and get people's horses. Let's think about those who are at high risk. And I'm going to use the term the elderly. A lot of times their pets are their only companions. And they like it that way. But if something happens to them, what's going to happen to their family members? See, this is what China and Russia and the Middle East and other countries don't understand. They don't get this. That we come together in crisis and we take care of our own. 884-9910. As I said earlier, Trump is doing amazing things. 600 cartel members arrested in Mexico because Trump ordered it. It happened. We are continuing on with the recall campaign of Governor Sisolak. Ryan's on the line at 884-9910 and has a question about the Sisolak recall. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, MJ. First, I want to say you're a good person for offering that. Not even know who the person is. You're a good person for offering that.
Thank you.
Not many people would do that. And then second is what's the next step? How many more signatures do we need? And then what happened? And then what happened? What's the next step after we get the signatures? And I'm going to get off the phone to let you talk.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it. Okay. So we still have thousands of signatures to gather. And let me tell you, there's somebody out at the Douglas Judicial Center right now. He's going to be there. He was there until 5 o'clock last night. He's there right now. He's going to be there probably until 5 o'clock tonight, gathering signatures. There are businesses all over the state, Clark County, Elko, everywhere, Washoe County. The signatures are being gathered. What happens after we gather those signatures is they are filed with the Secretary of State and they are filed with the County Registrar of Voters, and the signatures are verified. And we have to get something like 238 or 248,000 signatures. Well, we're going for 275 because we know some of those signatures won't be able to be verified. They'll be kicked out. Once everything is verified, Governor Sisolak has been recalled. It's not like impeachment. He has been recalled. And we go into the process of, you know, he can fight it. We go into the process of a special election. Now, the event that I was going to speak at tomorrow actually has been canceled because it was a large gathering in Churchill County, the Fallon Convention Center. I was going to let loose and make sure that everybody knew at that dinner that your elected representatives, your state senators, your assembly people, your former senator, even Dean Heller, they are refusing to sign the petition. That's fine. Everybody has their right. Just so you know, your elected representatives are refusing to do it. But what pisses me off, and they know this, they are telling people not to sign the recall petition. They are telling their constituents not to sign it. It's not going to work. The reason that infuriates me is your elected representatives are silencing your voice. And if you don't believe me, just ask them, because they will tell you. I want you to remember this, because they represent you. And they refuse to sign because they still have to work with them because they believe that it will fail. They are undermining every single person who is listening to the sound of my voice in every single county. Your state representatives are undermining you. Fightfornevada.com. To me, them telling you not to sign the petition and silencing your voice is, what is it the same as? It is the same as Republicans going against your vote and increasing taxes. And I hope you remember this when the election comes along. And you are asking them the questions of why should I reelect you? your state senators, your state assembly people. Ask them the tough questions. Why, when you had control in the legislature, did you not get things done? Or if you did get things done, why did you go against the will of the citizens that put you in place? Ask them the tough questions of why would you not sign a recall petition when all of your constituents have? Because names will be made public. And they are afraid of the Democrats. Why, when they were in control, did they not get stuff done? When the Democrats are in control, they are ramming unconstitutional bills, breaking the laws of this state down our throats. Because they're more concerned about their lawsuits. It's all about money. Either way, whether it's a special election or a lawsuit, it still comes out of your pocket. I'll be back right after this as we wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show, your show, live and local for all of Northern Nevada, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Don't believe the media. Don't believe the hype. The aid package, the aid bill, the stimulus plan that the Democrats are saying, they're holding it up, they're holding it up. They're letting people die. Speaker Pelosi is pushing the bill to include Hyde Amendment loopholes. That's not the only thing. They want companies reimbursing people in this aid fund. They want mandatory funding streams that are unprecedented. Basically, a slush fund for abortion has nothing to do with protecting people from the coronavirus. I was going to go out and buy the book, but my friend just sent me this. She has Dean Kuntz's book. And here's the passage. In around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived. Attack again 10 years later, and then disappear completely. 10 years later, another Republican must be in the White House. Name of the virus? Wuhan 400. Dean Kuntz. Look it up for yourself. How did a book that was published in 1981... where did that come from? The Eyes of Darkness, if you want to find it. Let me tell you. The COVID-19 virus originated in China. Now they are threatening us with huge export controls on our drugs. COVID-19? Is it really killing people? Or is it the fact that it exacerbates other illnesses? People with underlying health issues, already weakened lungs, targeting the elderly? Who's winning all of this? China and Russia. With a little wink and a nod, Russia's working with Saudi Arabia, attacking the oil prices. So the three of them together, they are the ones who are trying to destroy, well, the United States. Gordon Chang, a national security analyst and author of The Coming Collapse of China, declared, "This is an all-out assault on the United States. We all need to unite. And we will. God bless you. Have a loving, safe, and fun weekend, and I will be back with you on Monday on 92.3 and 99.1.